Probably every contracting officer has been tempted to do it, lowball the size of an acquisition so that it falls under small business rules, or accept a lowball bid from a contractor that knows better. A component of the Transportation Department tried this with a contractor that was about to graduate from the 8A program. Oops. That deal ended up in court. Lots of egg splatter to go around. To explain this case, in this week's Legal Loop segment, we turn to procurement attorney Joe Petrillo. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. So tell us about the Veradyne case and the Department of Transportation, or at least a unit of it.
Right. So Veradyne was an 8A contractor, and they were doing work for a number of years for MARAD. And MARAD was happy with the way the work was going. But Veradyne was facing graduation from the 8A program, and they wouldn't be able to keep their sole source 8A contract. So Veradyne and MARAD essentially conspired to circumvent the rules. If the procurement was going to be over $3 million, it would have to be competed among 8A concerns. And MARAD didn't want to do that, and Veradyne didn't either, and there really wasn't enough time before the graduation. So they agreed that even though the work was going to cost a lot more than that, Veradyne would submit a proposal under the $3 million threshold, and they did. They sent in a proposal that was $51 under $3
million. $2,999.949, $2 million.
And that is it. That's really sharpening your pencil. So they came in just under the $3 million threshold. But
we should say MARAD, by the way, is the Maritime Administration.
Oh yes, yeah. It is. Thank you very much. So the contract then was submitted by MARAD to SBA since it was under the $3 million threshold. It was approved. And actual billings under the contract went over $30 million. Somewhere down the road, toward the end of the contract, the IG at MARAD started looking at it and why the contract was so much greater than it had originally been when awarded. I believe it might have been a modification to the original contract, but in any event, it was much bigger than the original number. And that got percolated through MARAD. MARAD's chief counsel in October instructed the contracting officer not to pay any more invoices without his approval. But they kept the contractor working until December when they issued a stop work order. Veradyne is now proceeding in court to try to get payment for its invoices that related to the work it had performed and not gotten paid, and also some work it performed after the stop work order. It's kind of confusing on that point, but apparently there was some wrap-up work that they did and wanted to get paid for that too. So when they filed the case in the Court of Federal Claims, the government counterclaimed for both forfeiture of their claims for fraud and also for False Claims Act penalties. In the Court of Federal Claims, it was kind of a split decision. The court held that the government was entitled to False Claims Act penalties and that MARAD, although it wasn't entitled to the contract price on the claims, could recover in what's called quantum merit, where there's a legal defect in the contract. Under certain circumstances, the contractor can still recover for the value of the goods and services the government actually receives and has benefit from.
So it's what I guess maybe it's surprising that SBA didn't catch this in the first place, knowing that that company was about to graduate.
Well, it was interesting. SBA never saw the proposal. Instead, they got a letter from MARAD that said, "Hey, we want to extend this contract." I suppose the SBA looked at this as a graduation gift, which is something they do with 8A contractors that are graduating. And MARAD repeated the just under $3 million estimate to SBA. So SBA got the news on this from MARAD, and so I suppose it trusted MARAD's assessment of the situation.
You would think that the $2,999,949 tag would be a red flag all by itself.
Well, maybe, but that didn't happen. And
So both MARAD contracting officials and Veradyne, it's fair to say they did kind of wink at one another in doing this deal.
Oh, yeah. There's no question in the ruling from the court that that they said that the MARAD officials knew exactly what was going on, and they were just trying to pull the wool over SBA's eyes and did it successfully.
So what was the defect in the contract under which Veradyne says it can collect anyway?
Well, the defect was that they had provided this false estimate. They knew the work was going to cost much more than that, and they falsely estimated this amount in order to circumvent rules. And Veradyne's defense was, well, you can't penalize us for a false statement in a contract if the government knew otherwise. And in this instance, the court parsed the government out into different agencies, and they said, well, MARAD knew, sure, but SBA didn't. There's no evidence that SBA knew what was going on. And the fact that MARAD knew doesn't get you off the hook, because it was SBA who you intended to deceive, and it was SBA who was deceived.
Well, I guess you might say they had a pair in launching the whole deal in the first place. I mean, am I reading this wrong, or is that the ultimate contracting chutzpah?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a situation where both Veradyne and MARAD set out to circumvent the regulations and did, and Veradyne's paying a penalty, but there's no indication of what consequences fell on the MARAD people involved.
All right, so what are our lessons learned here?
Well, lessons learned are that contractors who commit fraud are in grave danger of getting their contracts annulled and paying lots and lots of penalties. In this instance, the Court of Appeals reversed the holding that MARAD could recover for the value of the work that it was performed. So it lost a $1 million set off against the False Claims Act penalties of around $2 million that it had to pay. So it ended up really far in the hole at the end of this contract for work it performed and never got paid for, and then for penalties under the Civil False Claims Act.
Amazing. Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with the law firm Petrillo & Powell. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.